When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode. This is Nick Chancer, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, specializing in helping people overcome anxiety, living a fulfilling life through a holistic approach. I provide personalized coaching that address the mind, the body, the spirit. Together we'll develop coping strategies, explore root causes, and make positive life changes and lifestyles. So let's all say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to a peaceful and vibrant life. Let's start this. Yes, wonderful. So welcome back to this transforming journey together. In today's podcast, we will discuss, the topic is going to be called Retired People, Risk of Stroke, the Hidden Dangers of Living a High Stressful Job. Let's move into that because, it was wonderful. We had a wonderful conversation with a buddy of mine just the other day, and we were just having a bit of dinner, and this conversation came up, and I thought it was worthwhile going into it and really putting some light to even the psychology of why is it even the golden age, the retirement time, that we tend to suffer, and then there's always this hidden danger. And, I can understand it's almost the end of the world. I mean, when you retire, you're about 67 to 70 age and here. And, so what actually happens if you've been leading a high stressful job and all of a sudden you don't know what you do with yourself and do you really want to retire? I guess that's what a lot of people don't really retire. They don't retire because they just want to keep busy. They just want to keep the adrenaline pumping. About 8 years, maybe around 10 years. I used to, commit myself. I had a commitment, a voluntary commitment with Rotary International or people like you might know, Lions, or it was a voluntary thing, but I noticed there was a lot of wonderful, beautiful people there who are retired, and we all sat and we're all learning from each other and we're raising money in corporate ways and creating environments to be able to create money through markets or fundraising and whatnot. And I was wondering to see everyone working, and it was interesting because they all had a part to play, whether someone did the accounting, small accounting job, they volunteered to do that, the chairman, and you had a chance to be the president of the club. And as you moved ranks, as you moved in time, you were able to get coached and mentored, and some people really know how to do that. And they live a very beautiful, fulfilling life because they are giving back time rather than, getting stuck into the volatile life and its changes. So we do have something to do, folks. If you, I guess this podcast is about You know, why do retired people have strokes after leaving a high-pressure job? It doesn't have to be like that way, is my question. Or are there alternatives to, you know, to getting off the adrenaline junkie? So, which happens. I thought I'd really have a chat about this today. And why is it that retired people may risk of having stroke after leaving the high-pressure job? There's probably a combination of things that we can look at the moment in this podcast, and let's run with a few and the reasons behind that. So we got this the stress reduction when this is kind of interesting. The stress reduction when a person retires, they often experience a significant reduction of stress levels. Now, who doesn't want that? I mean, when you're carrying a high stressful job, you know, you're getting caught into paying the brick and mortar and raising a family. And, you got this executive job, a high pressure job. All of a sudden you come out to no job and you got no stress, but you don't know what to do with yourself when you have no stress or have no, the anxiety isn't all there. So we have no desires or no attachments, and there's no cravings to go out there anymore because you're retired. But you see what happens, we tend to miss this charge, this energy. So when the person retires, they often experience a significant reduction in stress level. So the sudden change may lead to a relaxation of the body and the mind, which is cool, right? Which may result in changes in blood pressure and the heart rate. And these fluctuations can increase like the risk of stroke. So you go figure that out. Yeah, sudden changes in our chemistry, in our thoughts. Are hidden dangers. Changes in the blood pressure, the heart rate. We can look at the lifestyle changes. The retirement, retirees often brings about, or retirement often brings about changes in lifestyle, including like the decreased physical activity, altered sleep patterns, and changes in diet. And these lifestyle changes can contribute to the development of risk factors of stroke, such as obesity, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. So let's put some light to that. Look, if we don't, we can get stuck in our pattern. So in golden age, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to, you're going to have altered sleep patterns. You're going to have, your diets will change. We'll get more lazy. We get become, potato couches and, this is all changes. What we used to really a fast-paced life, some of us are not going to be able to cope with not coming off the fast treadmill, so it's a life change. And change is not in psychology. Change is not easy for some of us. So it begs the question: What will you do if you're nearing this stage of retirement, around the 65 or around the 70 mark? What will you do to keep busy and sit back and have a look at those patterns that you're creating in habits cause patterns and what is actually happening there, and as we're nearing to check out, but geez, still a little bit of life there, and we need to be healthier to sustain our our lives and so we don't get all this obesity, high blood pressure, and we can. I know that as we get on there, you get all these pains and joint pains and all sorts of pains. But we can do something against that. We can go against the grain. We can go against, accepting what it is and not getting so depressed about it. Let's look at the loss of social support now. The loss of social support. Now, when we leave a high stress job, may also mean the leaving behind a network of colleagues and social support, and the loss of social connections. And how true is that? And the sense of purpose, which leads into a feeling of isolation, loneliness, right? So the loneliness and the depression, which comes next, which is known as high risk, again, looking at the high risk of stroke, because again, the patterns are changing. What you were reliant to, sometimes people just want to connect with people, and just the factor that they want to feel lonely. So what question is, I always start with the question, how will you change that when you do retire? What can you do? I mean, I mentioned, joining a voluntary group like Rotary or anything like that, Rotary International, or not giving the plug to, but it's a good thing because you're still active and you have these social interactions and connections in a little group that you retire. You know, retirees do fall in, they do a lot of volunteer work. So don't just sit on our laurels and just do nothing and feel isolated. So we do have choice to not to feel lonely, because there's a lot of avenues there that we can all take in the future, you know, so we don't feel this kind of thing and we stay healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually. What will you do to volunteer your time and not just change things? So it's all about change. And cool. So let's look at the lack of routine and the structure. The structure. Retirees can disrupt the person's daily routine and the sense of structure. Now this can lead to an unhealthy habits such as irregular meal times, excessive alcohol consumptions, and neglecting medication schedules. These factors can lead also to health risks. So we have to keep that in check. You know, create a habit of daily habits. Do the habit tracker. Must have a habit tracker for this. And restructure the whole thing, because you can easily slip down those ladders and into an unhealthy habits. And that's, you know, that's what the mind does naturally. You know, it doesn't want us to stay. Yes, we don't. The body's designed not to stay forever and youthful and vitalized and rejuvenated. And then, you know, death is around the corner. If you want to call it death or a higher transition in life, you're spiritual. So it's just around the corner, but we don't have to, you know, do these things like alcohol because we feel lonely or we get some, you know, we're regressing things or we're resenting that what happened. And it's a nasty little trip. So yeah, come off that one. Let's do something that's different here and restructure thinking, recreate our habits and stay happier and create this utopic feeling. And I just actually came back from a little community called Utopia Rising with a good friend of mine who also provided we did a co-host much earlier. The title was Dealing with Social Anxiety. That'll under there. I forget what episode it was, but it's probably about 20 episodes back. You might want to check that out. And John has created this utopic area where we all connect and just create and play and really, really, perfect for retirement places that people can come after they're retired. They can go into this creative. It's wonderful where it goes and all sorts of games, and you can activate your imagination and be more creative. And there's just no time for anxiety and depression, my friends. No time for that. So so it's important to prioritize the health and well-being and create a better lifestyle. Social engagement. There is support. There is, as mentioned, some of those groups, social community volunteer groups that are available. And it's able to manage our anxieties and depression much easier. Not just like I hear a lot of people on support groups. Being a holistic health coach for anxiety, I tend to venture out a lot of them, do that amongst communities. And there are a lot of alternatives. I hope you guys who might be going through some anxiety at the moment kind of reach out and subscribe and stay tuned, bringing in all these wonderful ideas and vibrations, positive vibrations out there. So also just let's go look at some other things, like financial concerns can be hindrance. Like when someone retires, often comes with financial changes, there's uncertainties and worries about money, investments, or decrease in income can contribute to stress and anxiety, which can impact cardiovascular health and increase the risk of everything, mental health, all sorts of health issues. But what are the alternatives to that one? Let's go into the alternative. We have this powerful imagination. We're more powerful than we think we are. A lot of self-sustainability, if you want to go there, I mean, it's not the end of the world, and I keep saying there's self-sustainable communities out there, out in the country somewhere, in a, and just go there and work as a team. There's not much, there's no money involved. It's just like a utopic environment where you join a group, and then it's, and you just live there in nature, and you get away from these big industries and commercialism, and looking for the alternative ways, and that might help the investment parts of the uncertainties and uncertainties that are created because of changes and that, you know, that goes into anxiety, and there would be no money issue because you're actually working together and you're living off the land. So it's not, you know, if you want to invest your time, you become a mentor or a teacher, you know, and people do congregate in this way. To, you know, there's an alternative there. There's an alternative living. It's not sort of, it's not where what we're fed, you know, in this economics. And yeah, so we don't need to live in the cities. There are different alternatives. So that's I'd address that one. Let's look at another one: the loss of identity and purpose. Many people, you know, derive the sense of identity and purpose from their careers, right? So when they retire, they may struggle with a loss of identity and the lack of direction. And they start feeling not motivated. And this loss can lead to feeling of stress, depression, high risk of once again bad health. So it kind of was downhill. So how can we address that? The loss of identity. Yeah, this is a psychological trip. This one, we don't know. Change is hard to grasp for some of us, and. I won't go into the terms in psychology, but there's a lot of things in when we lose our identity, we lose ourselves. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. We can also create a new identity. How good's that? We have the power of the imagination, and we just have to see it and be aware of this particular what's actually happening to us when we do retire. And we start losing that identity, what we based our life on, what we lived off, what we energized off. And are we prepared to let that go and start putting our imagination and our thinking cap on and redesigning our life? Because we are capable of doing that. And that'll give us fulfillment, and then we wouldn't have this lack of direction. Just recreate ourselves again. Recreate our health, just adjust sort of things, and we can do that. We can look at cumulative effects of stress. We see in high stress jobs really take a toll on our bodies over time. So cumulative effects of chronic stress can lead to like changes in the cardiovascular system, including increased blood pressures, inflammation of the stomach, and damage to the blood vessels. There's a whole bunch of things that go wrong up here. It is part of the aging body, I know that, but you know, with a bit of management and good thought and not just good luck, we can actually do stuff to help us counterbalance this cumulative effects of chronic stresses and all this sort of stuff. So yeah, it's interesting how when person retires, the sudden removal of stress may disrupt the body's adaptation to these changes and increasing again the health issues or strokes. But yeah, change is interesting. From one spike to the other, like all of a sudden you got no stress and what you're used to, like an adrenaline junkie. Let's move on to the next one. Then we have this age related factors, like people of certain ages and the retirement age, the risk of health and or stroke naturally increases. Aging associated with changes in the blood vessels, increased plaque buildup in the body and around the arteries, and decreased elasticity in the arteries of the heart. Oh boy, isn't it time to do a detox? You know, that's what it sounds like. It's time to think about doing a detox and the health, get rid of all the meats and you know, for a little while, get onto the juice. A lot of people do like juice for a week, juice detox, and really, really see how our brain is addicted to all sorts of things. I did a 14-day vegetarian, just vegetables, raw vegetable challenge. The pledge was to only eat fruit and raw vegetables, and. I started feeling like I was a goat for a little while, or a sheep. But the the urges of my mental conditioning were the interesting part, and the change of myself and changing my diet. It was difficult to get through. There were times like I had no energy. I felt really like a 90, whatever that means, 90 to 100 year old, because it was such a down spike of energy flow, because you're just using juices and vegetables. And that tell you what, it wasn't a cheap exercise to be just using raw, expensive, organic vegetables. And I know if you're a vegan or vegetarian, you know what I'm talking about. Whatever it was an interesting change for me, to be able to experiment and see the psychology and feel the psychology of what the mind can do to us, how it creates its own habits, the still habits, and not letting go of those habits that we have instilled in us and ingrained in our mind, ingrained in our mind sense or wherever that is. All this stuff, like the post-retirements it's all this stuff that can be bad for us. So, yeah. Okay, so moving along, we also can look at, a question like, what impact can a loss of identity and purpose, let's go into the loss of identity and purpose have on anyone that's just about to retire or is retired. We can say that the loss of identity and the purpose can have a significant impact on retirees. Here are some effects of retirees may experience, like emotional distress. Retirement leads to this loss of the role, the status, the conditioning, the mindset that comes with the career, with the stress. The loss may result in feeling of emptiness, sadness, and a decreased sense of self-worth, and which is really psychological stuff. And the retirees might struggle with a sense of purposelessness and may feel disconnected from their previous identity. The lack of structure is another one. The lack of structure and routine. Careers often provide a structure, routine, daily life. So I can also emphasize the power of the habit tracker here, because it's so easy to slip into habits. The body, the mind gets lazy. Inertia kicks in. So it's important to not just get stuck on watching TV or whatever, something for long periods. Sleeping too long is another one. It's got to be all structured and routine. So, it's important that we have the structure of exercise, eat right food, get involved socially. When retirees no longer have work obligations, nothing to get up for in the morning or strive for, they feel like they lose their purpose, and they may struggle with a lack of structure. It may find it challenging to establish a new routine, and this can lead to feelings of aimlessness, confusion about how to fill their time in, and slip into this their agenda that's not actually healthy at all. So yeah, I think this podcast is going really well. I'm thinking it's leading us into a space that we have alternatives to think about, so we can have a little bit more time on this earth, this space. So let's have all good time on that. And so let's look at another one: reduce social interaction. Now, why would that be? Workplaces often provide, especially if you're a social person, like there's different people. Some people feed off people's energy, so they'll have to have a connection with people. It's interesting how we're built as human beings, and we're able to reason with things and what makes us feel good, and we can analyze what makes us. So, some people are, like to stick to themselves. They're more anxious avoidance. Others like give me all the love you can give me. So they would go to social areas, and like social animals would need to connect and re-energize from other people just being close to us. It's also part of our upbringing, and it also goes into early childhood. There's this social interaction provides energy for us, and but retirees might experience a decrease in this, like social connections, and maybe feel isolated or lonely. And it's really important not to do that. Again, I'm pushing the idea there's many alternatives, and a few tips are provided in this podcast, so we do have alternatives. So this loss of daily interactions with colleagues and and the sense of belonging. We are natural animals. We all want to belong to something that comes with a workplace community, contributed feeling of loss and isolation. So we have to look at that, how, you know, we can get naturally caught in isolation. We're actually human beings that need to interact for health. We need to feel belongingness to something, to a community. So, reach out there, and there's plenty of communities, there's plenty of voluntary services out there you can join. Again, I'm emphasizing the beauty of exercise. When you actually get out there and do voluntary work, it opens up your heart. So you increase your heart vibration, you feel like your oneness, and you wouldn't be surprised, but you might even feel some tears coming out of your eyes, because you're actually doing something not just from an egotic state of the self, but more for others, which is cool. And I think I'm kind of getting that with my podcast. Most of the time I'm doing this for others, so I'm feeling this is my community contribution, and also it gives me a fulfilling purpose. So there we go. And I don't feel so isolated. I can look into decreased sense of purpose. Many individuals again find purpose and meaningness and meaning in their careers, and when retirement occurs, they might struggle to find a new sense of purpose and meaning in their lives. And this leads to a loss of motivation, decreased self-esteem, general sense of dissatisfaction, and leading to bad health. Especially mental health, especially. So we need, the key words here was like the sense of purpose, the sense of fulfillment and meaning in life. And let's not lose that, whatever we do. Let's keep that self-esteem going as far as we can. Get involved. We can look at the impact of on mental health, the loss of identity, the purpose can increase the risk of mental health issues such as depression and anxiety. Retirement might experience a decline in mental well-being and may struggle to find like a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction in their post-retirement lives. It begs to ask another question. What can be the impact on mental health for retirees who experience the loss of identity and purpose? Well, the impact on mental health would be like a loss of identity and purpose, and can be significant. And here, let's look at some of these potential effects of it. So we have this depression. The loss of identity, purpose can contribute to feelings of sadness, hopelessness, and the lack of motivation. And retirees generally experience the symptoms of depression, such as persistent sadness, changing their appetite or sleep patterns, and a loss of interest in activities and difficulties concentrating. So let's not do that. Let's not go into that rabbit hole, into that space, into the slippery dip on the snake's tail. Let's not do that. Let's look at anxiety now. Anxiety, the uncertainty, the lack of direction can come with a loss of identity. The purpose may lead to increased anxiety. Retirees may worry about the future, feel overwhelmed by the need to find new meanings in their lives, and experience general feelings of unease and restlessness. We can look at low self-esteem. Retirees who have defined themselves primarily through their careers, they may struggle with a diminished sense of self-worth. When their identity is no longer present, this can lead to feeling of like inadequacy, self-doubt, or they're so easy to sink, get those self-doubts in and negative self-image. Yeah. So then we also look at isolation and loneliness. This is the two biggies. A loss of identity and the purpose can result in reduced social interactions and a sense of isolation. Retirees might feel like disconnected from their previous social networks, leading to feelings of loneliness and the lack of support. And prolonged social isolation can have serious negative effects on the mental well-being of that individual. No man is an island, so that we can get stuck on that island, and we can actually imprison ourselves in our own psych walls of our own mental house. Mental frame. So just be careful of that, folks, because that's dangerous for our mental health. We can look at cognitive decline. The study has now also shown that in the link, there's a link between the lack of mental stimulation and the cognitive decline in older adults. When retirees no longer have the intellectual challenges and stimulation provided by work, and they've just retired, it can contribute to a cognitive decline and an increased risk of conditions like dementia, which is not cool. So keep busy. That's what a lot of people like doing, crosswords. They like get involved. They become part-time teachers, even involuntary teachers, right? So they can keep the mind thinking, keep creating. Never ever lose your intellectual challenges. Get challenged. It's good for you. So keep creating, folks. Keep creating there. You can also look at the loss of motivation. Let's go move on a little bit again. It's and the loss of motivation and the fulfillment without the sense of purpose and identity, retirees may struggle to find motivation and may feel like unfulfilled in their daily lives, and this can lead to a sense of dissatisfaction, the lack of enjoyment in activities, and general decline in overall well-being. So, my friends, that's it there for the podcast today. So, it is aimed at retirees and anxiety in retirement stage. The change of life and thinking and everything that was mentioned there. I just want to emphasize that let's start feeling on purpose. Let's get fulfilled in this life, no matter how much time we have here on this planet. And let's create this, prioritize our mental health and look out, become a volunteer somewhere, bring joy and fulfillment to others, and have a fulfilling life. There are also plenty of resources out there and people you can talk to, if you hobbies that you can even hobbies can be beneficial in promoting mental health, so getting into that. If I can ever help you something, or your family, and you're feeling like this and you want to talk about this, by all means reach out to me and we can have a chat. And you never know, I couldn't even have you on my next podcast. There's a second part to this particular message about retired people, and the hidden dangers of leaving a high stress job and not going into this thing called a stroke or all types of mental or physical illnesses. So namaste, my friends, and hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you feel like you'd like to subscribe to this particular podcast, or pass it on to your family, friends, or someone that might be going to a situation, you know, someone that's just retired and they're not all feeling it, but they would like to know more about it, it would be a perfect one for them to listen to and maybe change their life 360 degrees. It is Nick Jensen here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, and so happy that you're all here listening to this podcast. And namaste, my friends. All the best. Until our next episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.